There it is. We're back again in the holler for yet another evening of talking shit. Dude. Hello to the 28 people that listen to us.
If that,
it's probably down to about.
Now that YouTube smashed us with the fucking word conspiracy theories for reptilian humanoids.
Reptilian humanoids. Yeah, we're probably down to about 7 listeners.
Probably after the reptilian humanoid incident, dude. I was sitting there looking at that, and I was like, why would they attack us for that? And we don't have any viewers at all.
It's not them. It's the AI.
Why would the AI do it? Yeah, are you sure?
Because it's programmed to. Yeah, every. Are you serious? Why it's a multi-billion-dollar corporation. Of course, they have an AI that's going through and moderating their videos. Why would they not?
Here's the thing, though. How many conspiracies have we talked about? And that's the only one they've hit us on.
There it is. Okay, I'm serious, the only one.
That fucking preacher that's dude fair. In that video.
That's a fair.
He's a fucking lizard person.
You think?
That one dude that was like, I never done that. And you better not ever say I did. You remember that dude?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he's like, well, and thank you after that. He's a lizard. He's seen it in his eyes.
We're here.
Blue Flame episode 2.
Blue Flame episode 2. Here it is.
Blue Flame 2.0.
Garrett graciously brought us gasoline in mason jars.
Hey, I'm going to ruin myself real quick again.
Here it is. There it is.
An old smoky.
Gasoline in a mason jar. Watch Hagen's face here.
Dude, I'm serious, man. They put like jalapenos or something in that shit. It's fucking hot.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, shit.
Crack them if you got them.
That shit is fucking hot.
God. It is spicy.
Shout out Tank Dempsey for saying that. Fuck. I'm warning you, like, I'm flammable.
It's like a heron dipped in cat piss.
Rick Tobin. Rick Tobin's gay, dude.
All right, let's start the stories of the week. Who goes first? Garrett goes first.
Oh, shit. Where do we begin?
You're off Monday, right?
Yes.
You have not had a crazy week. We've not had any storms. We've not had...
Bullshit.
It hailed on me.
3 storms. We got hail. So, of course, you've had a crazy week. What's up?
Spent Tuesday and Wednesday down at Ballfields, here in Ringgold.
Ballfields.
Popper Springs. Ballfields. You know where... 5 stars at Rollins Industrial.
I know what you're talking about. Go on.
Bullshit. Down there for 2 days. And they dug up a water line.
Why'd they do that?
To feed the concession stands, or the bathrooms and the concession stands.
Okay.
Or, no, let me rephrase that. They have 2 water lines. Let me get all of my shit in fucking order.
It's okay. You're working on it.
Yes. I'm also a little bit...
Something like that.
Yeah. So they have 2 water lines running from the main out to the ball fields.
Yeah.
One is to a sprinkler system for all of the fields. And then another one is to the concessions and the bathrooms.
Okay.
So they dug up... the one that goes to the concessions and bathrooms and redid it because it was broken.
It's probably that old clay pipe and shit, wasn't it?
I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, that was pretty standard back in the day when they started building towns and cities and shit. Back in the day, they used clay pipes rather than, you know,
before waters. The mud floods happened, yeah.
Yeah. And they put PVC from the water main that's out in the street. Mm. They tapped in from the water main all the way up to... They went from PVC to PEX.
PEX?
No. PEX water line. And we milled it back, or not really milled it back, but we put millings on top of it, asphalt millings.
Yeah.
Put gravel and everything back on top of the pipe, leveled it off, seed and grassed it and everything like that, put topsoil on it. It's done with. Did that for Tuesday and Wednesday. Yesterday it was kind of just like a oh shit, what do we do type of day. And got home yesterday evening, and it was pitch ass black dark. And I was thinking, oh shit, what the fuck's about to happen? And then all of a sudden, it's thunder, thunder, lightning!
Hail.
Hail!
Yeah.
So I immediately had to haul ass up to the shop, put my truck in the shop, standing there in the bay door, like, and then I'm going deaf because of all the hail hitting the top of the shop, and it's like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you should have heard it here, man. It was sounding like Civil War.
Yeah. I stepped outside the shop. Walked over underneath the lean-to.
Did that hit me first when I sent you a Snapchat?
Yeah.
And then it
hit you. Well, I sent you that picture. I was like, ha-ha, enjoy that thunderstorm, motherfucker.
And then it went right past me. Hell.
He sent me a video of the hail falling in his yard. And I went, huh. Looked at the sky, and it was just black and fixing to start coming over us. And I went, oh, shit. So I called Dad. It's like, hey, it might not be worth worrying about, but Hagen's getting a bunch of hail right now.
Yeah.
And you may want to park your trucks under something that, you know, can protect it. And he went, oh, we ain't going to get no hail. I said, all right, good. Okay, because I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think it may just be a little isolated part of that storm that's getting it. It wasn't 10 minutes later. There's hail beating on the top of the house. My dad texts me and he's like, so I was wrong.
Did he have his truck outside and everything?
No. I don't know. Did he pull up in the garage?
Yeah, he noticed his truck up in the garage.
Okay, so yeah, we watched that come in. It hit you first, and then it just came over. And next thing, no ice is falling from the sky. God.
Yeah. I stepped right outside of the shop underneath the lean-to, and I barely walked out because there was a big old chunk about that big around laying on the ground. And just out of the blue, pelted right in the shoulder.
Oh.
And then as I was walking back underneath the lean-to, phoop, right on top of the fucking head.
Well, thankfully, it wasn't like hard hail. It was kind of soft. I went out in the yard and picked up some of it. It wasn't too bad. I checked on the work van, made sure everything, you know, windshield wasn't busted or dented up or anything, you know, and everything was fine. I started picking it up. I was like, okay, it's fairly soft hail. It's just big pieces of snow is really all it is.
And then not even, what?
The wind blasted too. I'm surprised you didn't get caught in for, like, going to pick up limbs and shit off the road.
I got another story. Just
hell, we never lost power. And, you know, we are notorious for losing power in the slightest little bit of a storm. Like,
yeah.
I've got another story. Hold on.
I think it's because all those poles are like on the hills, like going up and down.
Probably.
And they just fall right over.
Yeah.
Because over there on Stanford Gap, they fall over all the fucking time. Because they're like on the worst inclines.
it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And we've got so many trees on the lines around here. Sun's back out.
What were you about to say? Nightcast, by the way.
I've got another story for you saying that. And not even 30 minutes after the first round came through, I rode down here, checked on you and everybody.
Yeah, when we was outside.
Yeah.
And it was now 35 degrees and foggy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You went back inside. We talked for a little bit. You went back inside. I rode out to where all three ditches meet down here in the bottom. And I was cleaning a little bit of leaves out of the ditch, out of your ditch.
Yeah.
Right here beside the house. And as I was cleaning that out, I heard...
Here it comes again.
Here comes round two, and I'm thinking, oh, shit. I'm out here standing in the middle of the damn ditch, and I just right through the... Just start sprinting to the Honda 50, and I'm going... It's through the water and everything. Get on the Honda 50, got my ball cap on. I'm first gear full, just... Full tilt on this bastard.
For reference, this is a 50cc 1987 dirt bike, about shorter than this table.
Monkey bike.
With a 304-pound gorilla on it.
$299 now, though, right?
Oh, I'm not nowhere even near it.
$299?
I'm nowhere even near it, but I'm not saying what I am. Oh. I'm keeping that a secret.
Okay.
I'm keeping that a secret.
Like I said, a 50cc.
I'm nowhere near the 300 mark.
So second wave comes in, you're running up the hill.
I'm riding the feet, full throttle, first gear. Yeah.
Bigfoot riding up
that
the hill.
That sucker's crying. Just
I'm just getting pelted. I'm getting pelted in the stomach, shoulders, in the top, in the brim of my ball cap. My ball cap falls off and lands in my lap.
Jeez.
And I'm thinking, oh, God, what have I got myself into? As I pull back underneath of the lean-to,
there goes the watch again.
That wasn't the watch.
It's a Joe Rogan joke.
Oh. Okay. And I just walk out from underneath the lean-to. Sun's out. Double rainbow over top of the trees over there. And I'm just standing there looking at it. Just standing over there looking at it. And in the sunlight, it's still hailing. Clear blue skies. And I can see the hail just in the sunlight. Just
yeah.
The devil's beating his wife.
Yes.
They may not know that, dude, in Canada. Our listeners. You know, whenever it's sunny outside, and it's raining, the devil's beating his wife.
I'm still hung up on the fact that you said the devil's beating his wife, and Garrett just went, yes.
Yeah, that's a classic saying.
And there was like a pause. Like, yeah, so, I remember that.
What does
saying.
It mean whenever it's hailing and it's sunny outside? The devil's beating the shit
God's
out of
beating
his
the devil.
So, to the reference of what you said earlier, of
the trees falling down and all that shit, yeah. You just
I
in
get
the
to
weave
work this
right
morning.
Here.
Get to work this morning. Great All Crews is the only ones there. Only ones there, because we work Tuesday through Friday. The other crews work Monday through Thursday, so we picked up the Friday shift, which is fine. Which is fine.
It doesn't sound fine.
Doesn't sound fine at all.
No.
Hell, I seen Kuda working today.
Oh, the water company? Oh,
yeah, they were over at the rec center.
Oh, man.
I don't know what they were doing. I was riding my bike.
I'm surprised you didn't see me hauling ass.
Bro, I was at the rec center from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock riding my bike.
Dude,
does the city have beef?
7:30.
Does the city have beef with Kuda?
I'm not the city. I'm the county.
Does the county have beef with Kuda?
No.
It sounds like you
do. No, we don't. We have no beef with them. None.
Bullshit.
Fuck you.
Dude, we need to hear the beef.
There is none.
Dude,
there is none.
Kuda, you guys are fucking pussies, dude. I hope you listen to this.
But I'm surprised you did not see me this morning. I was all the way down on Colbert Hollow. Beside Wood Station, off of Van Horn, down there looking at two cross drains that we're fixing to replace. Down on Van Horn.
I mean, I wasn't over there at 7:30.
We were coming off of Van Horn. It was in between 7:30 and 8.
Shout out Voodoo Ranger.
It was in between 7:30 and 8:15. I'll say that.
What?
I was in between 7:30 and 8:15. I come off of Van Horn, go up past the elementary school.
Yeah.
And out Alabama Highway.
Yeah.
Headed towards Ringgold. I just see your truck, one lane road, just moseying up to get on Alabama Highway. And I just...
Was that you?
Yeah.
Right there coming like over the ridge? Like if you were to come down the ridge right there to the intersection?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
I was wondering. Man, I cussed the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell you honking at?
Yeah. That was me.
I had no idea.
As I was going by, I just went. I
had no idea.
I knew it was you because you have the damn claw stickers on your headlights.
You know what? Fuck you. Everybody says that the claw sticker on my truck is stupid.
No, it actually
I like my claw sticker. Leave me alone.
I thought it was a Monster Energy drink thing.
Oh, my God.
No.
The 666 Monster Energy drink in Arabic.
Oh, fuck. Now I got to take it off.
Did you not know that about Monster Energy?
No.
It's like 666 in Arabic.
Now I gotta take it off. All right. All right. Do you have anything left? Because I was fixing the transition to Hagen.
Yes, I've got some more left.
Okay, what's left?
So the what you said earlier, going and having to pick up tree limbs and everything like that.
And lines and shit.
We don't touch those. Power company touches us.
Oh.
Union.
Yeah.
I got a hilarious story about that shit, too.
Go on.
So I was sitting out on Beaumont with my truck driver.
Yeah.
Or with the great old crew truck driver.
Yeah.
Dump truck driver. As we were sitting out there, I get a call from my boss. Hey, meet me here at this voting precinct. Okay, we'll meet you there. As soon as we get in the parking lot, not even able to put the truck in park.
Motherfucker. What is happening to the computer?
What the fuck?
Good evening.
That's my fault. I moved my chair and pulled my headphones. Anyways.
And not even having time to put truck in park, no nothing. Here comes my crew leader. Full truck of guys. My heavy equipment operator. The other guy that's tech two, same as me. My other truck driver. Class A CDL truck driver. And my sign guy. Here they come. Not even got up a little bit up burning bush. There is a Georgia State Patrol car with tree underneath.
So they ran over the tree.
They ran over a tree.
Jeez.
Georgia State Patrol.
Oh, people learn how to drive.
Yeah, no shit, especially on fucking burning bush. So, it was a Jeep, two-door Jeep.
Oh, they thought they could get over it. Well, Jeep life, we're going to drive over this tree.
All the little duckies in the window all knocked over.
She didn't know that she ran over it.
Oh, my God. How do you not know you didn't run over a tree?
It's a woman. Jeep life. It's a woman driver. Jeep.
Sexist.
It was a woman that was driving. It was a woman that was driving. She was a nurse.
Typical.
She was going home. And right at the right time, that tree fell.
So it fell in front of her, she just ran over it. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's acceptable.
Georgia State Patrol showed up, flagging traffic and everything. We show up on scene, and we're thinking, what do we do here? Crew leader starts making phone calls and saying, hey, go get this. Heavy equipment operator went and got...
What do you mean, what do you do? You just cut the tree on either side of the Jeep.
No. We're not able to touch citizens' property.
The tree is not citizens' property.
When it's underneath, on anything, we have to cut it a certain length back.
Government regulations are gay.
Cut the tree on either side of the Jeep. Let the log fall.
You see these government regulation bullshit? No.
That's retarded.
Well, here's
the lady
thing.
Was probably it even like, dude, get this tree out from underneath my fucking car.
Here's the thing. It wasn't completely underneath the car. Or the Jeep.
What the fuck?
So we had to go. We're not able to. We're not able to touch anything. That's citizens' property. Not allowed to.
Why didn't you ask her for permission?
We're government employees.
We're going to cut this tree on your driver's side and your passenger side.
It was only on the passenger side.
It's going to drop a log on the road, and then you're just going to put your Jeep in drive and pull over the fucking log. What's the problem?
Government regulation.
Government regulation. That's the problem. Jesus Christ.
Yes. I ain't worried about it. We got it done. GSP sat out there with us the whole entire time that we picked it up.
Milk in the clock, dude.
That's where some of your money's going is GSP.
That's where all of my fucking money.
I have no beef with GSP, dude.
I have no beef with GSP.
Don't pull me over.
Do not run from GSP on a
they
motorcycle.
They will get your ass.
They will kill you. They will. They said, we have zero tolerance. If you're running from us on a motorcycle, we're just going to pit you. You're better off dead than endangering our streets. That's what Georgia State Patrol said.
And I got to talking with the GSP officer while I was flagging traffic because he was sitting close enough to me. Got to talking back and forth and everything. And I told him that we had family in GSP. He's like, who? I said, Peoples. We got one that's a trooper.
This is like, that doesn't mean anything to him. That's South Georgia. That's like.
But they all interconnect.
No, they don't. You don't have people from this office up here talking to people that are at the freaking border of Georgia and Florida. They don't communicate.
Sometimes.
It's. Sometimes. How many miles is that?
100 and something.
That's damn near a different state.
That's more than 100 and something, dude.
That's damn near a different state. They don't communicate. They don't know who Tommy people.
It takes forever to get to Florida. You know?
And
yeah, it does.
I was talking with him back and forth and everything. I know I'm getting sidetracked.
A little bit.
I'm sorry. Got done talking with the trooper. After that, cleaned up a scene. Got it movable. Traffic flowing. I'm going to go get in the truck. Ride with a sign guy. Cannot ride with a sign guy.
Why?
Too much shit in this passenger seat. So I walk back up to my crew leader's truck. Ford F-350. Crew cab. My big old ass. Class A. CDL driver. Back here in the back seat with me. Tech 2 up in front of me. Crew leader driving. I'm sitting in the back seat, knees in the back of the passenger seat. And I'm going, trying to not fucking shit myself.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're on a completely different topic.
No.
Talking about how Garrett's shitting himself.
Not yet.
Yeah. Because you can't fit your big ass in the back seat.
No, I cannot.
Oh, no.
So, got all of that done with and went and parked down at another place. Went to lunch. That was the rest of the day.
Damn, we're just now halfway through the day.
Yeah.
Jesus.
After lunch, went and met. This is in like the first little bit of the day. Went to lunch. After lunch, went and met back up a crew leader and everybody.
Yeah.
Crew leader said, go disappear. At 12:30.
There you go. Government
we
jobs.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Go disappear.
Yeah. 12:30 on the dot. Crew leader said, go disappear.
Jeez.
Oh, about that funny story about the fucking linemen and electrical workers. You remember whenever they were building that like little bank next to where the small Walmart is and the Chick-fil-A and all that shit is?
The little what do they call it? That Walmart market?
Coosa Valley Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Walmart neighborhood market right there.
Dude, so this was before it was built. They were down there like putting all the wires up and shit. And all we heard, me and my dad were sitting on the front porch drinking beer. And there's like 5 in the afternoon. And all we heard was a huge pow! And we heard one dude yell from down there, like, fuck! And then I just walk inside, our power's out. So I think something just blew up down there.
Just crashed the grid.
Yeah, like right there around where I live, you know, down there. Yeah, I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Fuck. Yeah, they probably blew a transformer.
Yeah, I just heard pow! And then all the linemen down there, just one dude just screamed, oh, fuck! Yeah, it's just funny.
I had something similar happen to that when I was working on the... that TVA project up in Meigs County.
Yeah.
They wired an entire building. An entire building. Without a fucking neutral. Because you got line hot, line neutral, and ground. You know? They wired it up all hot and a ground. And no neutral. They turned the fucking power on. It burnt like 4 of our thermostats. Like... bunch of their heaters on the little walls that they had. They just turned the building on and the building went right the fuck off. And they were like, what'd we do? So they went to the fucking breaker panel and looked and they didn't even put a neutral in. There was no neutral. They turned it on and it went back off and they went, what happened? I had to replace shit that was burnt. It was just black. I had thermostats that the entire back had just turned
black.
What
is that picture of, like, somebody has their breaker, and it's like they get a copper wire tied around
Tied that shit up. Yeah, the anti-trip.
Yeah, like, so where it won't trip. And then they got the, thing that, like, purposely trips a breaker. Yeah. And then you can plug it in. And what happens
plugging it just sits there and catches the fuck on fire is what happens. It just goes because you're feeding direct electricity to something to ground.
Yeah.
And the ground is like, give it to me. Come on, I can take all of it. But the hardware that it's made out of it just sits there and just starts melting. Hell, we were doing something. This is years ago, back when I first started doing TVA stuff. There was a guy. They were wiring up this big panel, and the breaker had been left on, and oh God, the wire touched the side of the panel, grounded to the side of the panel. He had his Copenhagen can turned upside down, laid on top of the panel. Copenhagen cans have a little bit of ring of metal on the top of the can.
And it's conductive.
Yeah. That wire touched the side of the can, went to that Copenhagen can, melted all of the tobacco on top of the can. Just electrified that can, burnt the wood, it burst into flames, and just, and all the tobacco just down off the side, and he just went, ah! Sparks went everywhere. It was nuts.
Beast.
It's retarded. That's sometimes, fuck. Terrible electricians. All right. Hagen's week.
I have a 3-day week next week.
Congratulations, dude. I have every day.
Every day.
Working on the weekend like usual. Oh, well, did I already talk about Mark quitting on the last one?
Yeah.
And telling fucking Bobby, fuck you.
Yeah, that was how we opened the last one.
Michelle, she's coming back because she hates working inside. Anyway, Terry and Melissa, they work for a different contractor. Terry put in his 2 weeks. He's going somewhere else. Melissa's coming to work for us in 2 weeks. That contract, I hate it for you if you live in East Ridge or Brainerd. If you hear this, you probably ain't going to get your package within the next 2 weeks for like a good week, solid week. Hate it for you, dude. But other than that, it's just working every day, same shit. Different day. Was off yesterday.
What was it you said? I'm a grunt worker. Yeah. I know how to pick up heavy things and put them down.
I was like, FedEx is basically easy. I'm just a fucking barbarian out there just... Scan box, lift heavy shit, put it on somebody's porch, take a picture, walk back to the truck, leave.
Fun times, I guess.
For now, dude, this cast needs to fucking blow. I need to start making clips like I said I was going to about a month ago, but my lazy ass has just not done anything
just
on my days off.
Just not been doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, eventually I got a 3-day week next week.
Jesse, take another hit of this.
All right. I've been on my hands and knees all week.
Pause. Cheers. Pause. Cheers to that, Jesse, dude. Shout out, Diddy.
Oh, God.
You see what dude said? The dude that was on Joe Rogan talking about, like, Terrence Howard said about Diddy and his manhood.
No.
He was like, he went and hung out with Diddy before. And he made this whole video. He was on PBD. And he was talking about your manhood, and he was like, Diddy wants to fuck. He said his manager was like, why is Diddy hanging around? We ain't really doing nothing. And his manager was like, I think Diddy wants to fuck you. And he's like, well, from then on, I did not hang out with him no more after that. It was like, nah, I'm not a part of that.
Nah, can't have it.
He's like, you only get one man card in this life, dude. You can't fucking give that shit away.
You can't punch too many holes in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it comes back solid still.
It's been a mess.
I've got a big project coming up. Big.
Is it called working out?
No. I'll be shutting down the road though.
No.
Yay Springs.
Damn. Why? Shit. Hell. We done talked about roads enough.
I know. Jesse, how was your week, dude?
How was my week?
Yeah.
Shit.
How was your fucking week? You bald bitch?
I'm not bald.
Take it as a joke.
He's hammered already.
Yeah. Gone. You were plastered two episodes ago. And you had to walk out of here sideways.
And sitting here the whole time.
Just messing with
you. Making noises.
Just messing with you. No, I started a... I started an underfloor system. Sued. Started an underfloor system at the TDA project. I've been lit, like I said, on my hands and knees all week. I take floor damper out of the floor, and it's a raised floor. So it's like a foot high, just these metal tiles. Take the damper out of the floor, shove a stick, connect two holes, daisy chain cables between every single damper. And it's just the entire third floor of a TVA building. So I was just on my hands and knees, digging into the floor and pulling cables. And gets a little monotonous, but I did that. And I got to the point, let's see, Thursday, I was fucking, I had the biggest room in the entire floor. It's got like 22 dampers in it. And the damper is just a circular little vent that has a little motor. Has a little motor on the bottom of it. And our thermostat sends a 10-volt signal to that damper to tell it to open or close. So it's, you know, it's a little basket about that tall. So you got to pull it up and daisy chain the whole system together with these cables that they ordered special for this whole system. And Thursday, I was just like, God, I'm going to tackle the biggest room I've got. The biggest one. There's 22 of them in here. I spent all day. It was like 1:30 in the afternoon. 3 hours, 4 hours, three and a half hours before my shift ended. Shoving a stick in a hole and just nonstop. I'm pouring sweat. Pouring sweat because I'm crawling, I'm dipping, I'm picking up these 50-pound tiles just nonstop moving, just dripping. I'm sweating. And I'm like, you know what? Ah, motherfucker. If you stop, your engine's going to die. Yeah. If you stop, you're just not going to do it anymore. You got to keep going. You got to keep moving, keep
you'll
doing
do
it.
You'll do it, but you'll be going...
Oh, I'm pissed. I'm doing it. I'm just, oh, I'm pulling these cables and I'm hooking them up. And every time they've got them, what they did, irritating to me, they left the bubble wrap on them when they put them in the holes. So the mechanical guys have to take the tile out of the floor, grind it with a sander to make it big enough for these new dampers to fit in because it's a retrofit. The old system is the same thing, but the new ones are a little bit bigger. So they grind the holes out. So everything's sharp as shit. And I'm pulling these dampers up and, man, my fingertips are just on fucking fire. Because I'm reaching down, I'm pulling up in the bubble wrap, stopping it in the floor, and everything's popping. I'm cutting myself. I'm bleeding everywhere. And I'm bandaging myself up because if you bleed on a government job, you gotta fill out this paperwork that says you were injured on the job. And it's not worth my time. So I'm just dealing with it, putting electrical tape on my fingers. And finally, it took me all fucking day to do one room.
Hell yeah.
One room. It took me all fucking day. And it got at like 3 o'clock, and I was like, you know what? We'll see y'all Monday. I'm done with this shit. I've got most... We're halfway through. I've got two more rooms to do on one half of the floor. And then I've got to start the other half. Which is a completely different animal, completely different electronics, completely different dampers. And I just, you know what? I sat there, I took my lunch break, I went down to the basement. And I just, there's air conditioning units the size of like your FedEx truck, just running in the basement, just all the time. And there's a massive air compressor in there that runs all the time too. So it's just loud, but it's kind of like a white noise. And I just sat there and I just, this podcast really needs to take the fuck off. I'm tired of doing this shit. Yeah. But I did, I spent, and it's, you know, it's kind of crazy. It's been probably 4 years. 4 years ago, I was sitting in that exact same basement. I had just took over my mentor, his position. His name was Estel. I don't know if I've talked about him or not. I haven't talked about him on the podcast for sure.
You told me about him.
His name was Estel. He was an old man.
Great guy.
Worked nonstop. All the time. Just nonstop. He never stopped working. Never. When he got off work, he went home. His fascination was cutting wood. That was his hobby. He liked to know the times to age wood, to cure it, to dry it, to cut it. That was his hobby. Because he couldn't deer hunt anymore. He was too old to deer hunt. And I took over his position, and he got to the point where he would show up at 8 a.m. in the morning. We start at 7. He'd show up about 8 in the morning, call me. Hey, what are you doing? I'm doing such and such. Come on out here to the smoking booth. He smoked like a freight train. I'm talking like 2 packs a day smoking.
Jeez.
And I'd go out to the little smoking booth, and it's just like this little plastic pavilion that TVA built with a little exhaust fan in it. And we'd sit there and just talk. And he didn't give a fuck about work. All he wanted to do was go home. So he would make sure that I would have the day in order. Here's what I'm going to get done. Here's what I'm going to update. All right. I'm going home. And he would log 8 hours for the day. He ain't been there 45 minutes. He'd go home. So I kind of just assumed his position. And then when work got slow, there wasn't much going on, I'd go down to that mechanical room where all this just machinery was running and that white noise would take over. And I would sit there and I would talk to myself and pray and write down and do my finances and do, you know.
What the hell is that?
I got a kid on the way. I'm doing all these finances and stuff. So all of that stress, all of that thinking, all of that praying, all of that. Now here I am 4 years later. I'm back in the same mechanical room with a completely different mindset.
And a whole different situation.
A whole different situation. And I was sitting in that mechanical room on Thursday on my lunch break. Just sitting there, just listening to that noise, thinking, man, 4 years ago, I thought I was in a hole that I was not going to be able to drag myself out of. No, hell, longer than that. 6 years ago. She's 6 now. Jesus Christ. I was like, man, I'm in a hole. I'm not going to be able to pull myself out of. And I spent so much time in that room listening to that noise that I kind of had like an awakening. I've been brought full circle. I've completed some sort of cycle. And I think this is the blue flame talking.
There's a new cycle starting now.
But it has brought me to this new realization that I've come full circle. Now there's one of two options. One, I've been brought full circle because I'm getting a second chance. I get to restart. You know, I was in a bad spot.
Dude, I need the Morpheus classes for this. So I can literally just sit here and say, you want the red pill?
Red pill or blue pill. Motherfucker, take both of them. Shit out the purple pill. Take the purple pill. You know everything. But I sat there and I was like, man, this is a pivotal moment. This is something that I've been thinking about. This is, you know, here I am this many years later. I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm faster, I'm...
older, wiser.
More mature, I'm wiser. All these things start factoring in. Why am I here? Why am I here? And that starts getting into the whole... universal, like, okay, I'm starting to pay attention to this
stuff. I was on the phone with one of my coworkers today, kind of talking about the same... not really the same shit that you were talking about, but I was talking about, like... I don't even have to do this, like this cast or nothing, but I'm like trying to, like, I was talking about like how you always wonder why millionaires and billionaires, they never stop and they're always trying to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was talking to her about it and I was like, I could literally just work my job, buy a house, have more than enough money to do whatever I want to, you know, like right now, But instead, I'm trying this too on top of it. That's like literally, because I was telling her, I was like, I started at FedEx, $165 a day, worked my way up. Now I'm the highest paid employee for the company. And I'm like in a position to where I basically can't, I'm literally impossible to fire because I'm so fucking needed there at this point. And I'm like, I could literally just go buy a house, say fuck it, fuck everything to all this, and just work and just not do anything extra.
And live the American dream.
Yes.
Yep.
And I was sitting there going, I understand what those millionaires and billionaires in their head where they're like, okay, I made it this far. What else can I do next? And then I was telling her, I was like, imagine if mine and your podcast blows up. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, we've done this. You, my brain, how retarded it is, it's going to go, what else can we do?
No.
And it's just going to keep wanting more. And because if I'm already doing this shit, it's this shit, my brain is never going to stop. It's going to keep fucking going, and it's going to never fucking end.
That led me down the exact same path because I thought about the podcast. And I thought about the things that I'm interested in. And I took my life as it is right now. I've got a home. I've got a family. We're all healthy. We don't have any issues. Everything's fine. The bills are paid. The lights are on. The internet's on. The heat's on. Everything's going great. Okay, so I've got a family. I've got all of this stuff that I'm paying for. And we're all healthy. So that automatically makes me wealthy.
Yeah.
I have a family. I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I've been given to have a family.
And you don't have to worry about anything.
And to do these things. Of course I'm working for it, and so is my wife. She's working for it. We're working to pay these things and to have the life that we have. So I can no longer ask for wealth because I already have it.
Yeah.
I already have it. I've already got this family, this...
And you got, like, the American dream, technically.
I have this environment that I'm very grateful for, that I'm very thankful for, that, you know, this is... I'm wealthy. Look at what I've got.
Yeah.
So I can't ask God for that anymore. I can't ask Him. The only thing that I can pursue from here is freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom, in my eyes and in my mind, is going to be... I need to do something of my own personal interest... that I'm interested in, that I'm enjoying doing, such as this podcast.
Yeah, literally just bullshitting with your best buds.
Yes, exactly. So my mind went down the path like, okay, we need to get this podcast up and going. We need to make this thing huge. Because that's going to allow me the freedom to pursue my hobbies. And my hobbies is going to wind up being like woodworking. I love working on wood and sanding and staining and polishing.
And we were just talking about that shit the other day too,
you know,
about...
There's money that can be made in that aspect. There's money that can be made in the podcast aspect. And both of these things, okay, these are things that I enjoy. I can do this and move forward in my life to provide myself the freedom. So when you ask God for something like that, He's like, I'm just going to give you the mental capacity to say, this is what you need to do.
That day where me and you both had the day off and you went and done whatever you needed to with Rosie... You know, like y'all went out to the park, all that shit. It was a great sunny day.
It was a fantastic day.
I woke up, got breakfast, worked out, feeling great, dude, that day. And I came over here and I was telling you, I was like, wouldn't you just wish that every day was
every
like today?
Single day needs to feel like this one.
Yeah, like today. Like yes. We both had the day off and all we did at the end of that day, met up here, done the cast. Peace.
Everything's
out.
Fine.
Went our own ways. Good to go. It's like, damn, if every day could just be like that.
Every day. So that is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
So you have to fight through everything that's going on in your life. Yeah, we're working our asses off every single
fucking
day. I think
the beginning of something like this, to like get it off the ground and going, not only that, but like while you're working a full-time job, while you're trying to keep yourself...
Literally, you just got off work today. Like, here we are.
Got off work today because I ain't get a fucking day off. Because you're working a full-time job. You're trying to keep all the bills paid. You got to raise a kid, so that's an extra one. And then at the end of the day, like, that's probably, like, the hardest part of got people getting something like this started and, like, keeping it consistent. Because there's, like, right now, I don't know if you'd agree with me, but there's so little time in the day. Every single day to like pull stuff off like this that like you have to be like
on point.
And then like Like, and like you said today, it's like, goddamn, I went and worked my fucking ass off today till like 5 o'clock. But I'm like, you know, we have to do the cast.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to want to do it Saturday or Sunday because I'm probably going to be wanting to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, might as well just do it Friday.
Yeah.
Because I texted you like middle of the day. I was like, because I made my decision middle of the day. I was like, I ain't going to want to do it Saturday or Sunday. I want to do it. Might as well just
go ahead, get it done.
Rip the fucking Band-Aid off. Let's just do it.
Get it done.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put in the effort.
Yeah.
Make it consistent.
That's like, you know, like right before you work out, do you have this problem where you're like, you'll sit there for about 30 minutes right before you work out, maybe even longer, and just sit there and just go, I'll get started here in a minute. I sit there and procrastinate.
I have a huge problem, mainly on my way home. I'm driving.
Dude, do you tell yourself that morning, you're like, I'm working out today, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
You go work all day, and near the end of your day, like whenever you're about, just about wore out, and then you're on your way home, and then you walk through your doors in the house. This happens to me, I'm like,
nothing sounds better to me than about 15 beers. Yeah. Just sit down,
And it only usually takes like an hour to just work out, dude.
But you need to do it. And who is David Goggins, he's the one that said, the days that you don't want to put in the effort is the days that you need to put in the effort.
He's the one. He was on Rogan and he was like, I'll stare at my fucking shoes for 30 minutes in the morning before I even fucking put them on.
Because it sucks. You don't want to do it. But it's, you got to do it.
Now, here's one thing. I actually like doing this.
Yeah. And that brings me to the point today when we were talking about it. Because I know I had sporadic phone access today. So just like, you would text me and it would take 2 hours for me to respond. So it was just like, God. And then you text me saying, we're just going to do it tonight.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and I was like, man, I don't want this to feel like work. I don't want this to feel like effort. Because it's like, you have to drive all the way out here to do this.
I like the drive out here. It's so peaceful.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't want this to feel like work because we're all enjoying this. Yeah. And I don't want us to feel like,
if my schedule wasn't ass right now,
it would
be fine for me.
Oh, shit. Garrett's got his hand up.
The Garrett, legend Garrett, is put, fixing to appear.
Put that on a...
what?
The legend...
The legend appears?
The legend
My dad's
appears.
Coming?
Probably.
My dad's coming?
Garrett.
Dad's coming.
Oh, shit.
Put that on a trailer. Drive it out to Harley-Davidson. They're doing a bikini bike wash, dude. And watch those women bikini bike wash that Honda 50, dude. At the fucking Harley-Davidson.
All right, so
intermission.
If the legend is appearing, I need to go take a piss.
Are we pausing?
Pausing.
I have to set up the extra microphone.
Staying hidden from the camera.
Pause.
Here we are. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the architect has appeared. The man that built the holler is here. And he's here to embody us with wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Look at me go.
All right. So we all started it off with how our week went. How'd your week go?
It wasn't too bad. We had some different things going on, and you know, I just point and giggle.
You know. The same shit for 30 something years.
Yeah, it's
the supervisor's life.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't too stressful. I've had much more stressful.
No big projects going on at McKee, right?
Oh yeah. We got some pretty big projects.
Oh, so it's not that stressful, but oh yeah, we got big projects going.
Yeah, it's, you know, but it's part of the territory, so I just try to take it in stride.
To all of those that are listening, my dad is one of the motherfuckers on this planet that he could watch an astronaut fall from the sky and be like, yeah, well, that's just part of the job.
They signed up for it. You know, you knew this was a risk, right?
Yeah. I guess you know that when you sign up, don't you?
What were they talking about? You went squirrel hunting, pissed on a fence or something? Yeah.
I told him that soon, right before you got here. I was like, his opening story should probably be what you sent me a text about a little bit ago.
Well,
pissing on an electric fence.
I was, at this time, we were living down in South Georgia, and there was a pecan grove that the farmer that owned it, he worked for my dad for a propane company.
AmeriGas?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he gave dad permission to squirrel hunt it because the squirrels were just tearing his pecans up.
Yeah.
And so I was about 12 or so. And dad was real bad about, boy, just sit right here at the base of this tree and sit still. And I'll see him in a little while. You know, well, he'd disappear. So I'd sit there with my shotgun across my lap, and I'd, you know, sit there and squirrel hunt. And every now and again, I'd get up and wander around. Well, I sat there at the base of the pecan tree one day, and I was right along the tree line, and there was an oak grove on the other side of the fence. And I guess a pretty important part of the story is he had cows in there around his pecan trees. And and so I sat there at this pecan tree long enough, man, I had to go. I was about to pop. And so I got up and, you know, was wandering around watching the trees and eased over at that fence. And I started to going. Well, I didn't know that there was a hot electric fence right there in that. That sucker hit me, and I swear I thought there was a dragon come out of somewhere and grabbed that little sucker. Yeah.
Must have been a solid stream, too.
Oh, well, it had to have been. Travel 12 years old, I could shoot the side of the
Oh, yeah, man. You could get over the Hoover Dam with a stream at 12 years old.
State was, you know. So I was just laying it to that electric fence. Now, I didn't know it was hot. And I mean, it eat me up. I took off running toward the car, squalling like a little Indian, you know.
Thought a parasite jumped up in there.
One of those winners just swim up the street.
I've always been terrified of those. If I'm ever swimming in a river or something, and I'm like, oh, if I pee in this river, I think one of those parasites would go up.
Yeah.
I don't think we have those here.
I've only come in contact with one electric fence in my life, and I'm not going to do that again.
That was over
a charger in the barn. We wired up. Yeah,
we wired up the goat fence.
Yeah, I got a 2-mile charger.
He said he let out Bella in the goat fence. She was in there raising hell with him yesterday.
Why would you do that?
Well, you know,
she was outside of entertainment. Why would you do that?
Literally, just pure entertainment. She was at the fence, and they were eating their food, and they got done with their food and started bantering off, and they started coming up the fence, headbutting at her, and she was just standing there and trying to get up the fence. I just picked her up, put her to bed. And she went full herd dog. Full herd dog.
So she wasn't getting at them.
No, she wasn't getting at them. She was herding them, moving them. And they were both sticking together, and like she was just kind of keeping them in a little circle.
What is she, a blue heeler?
She's got English pointer and blue heeler, yeah.
Yeah,
mostly.
So she kind of herded them up there in the middle of the hill. And I just said,
"That's a dog."
She came back to the fence, I let her out.
Well, that's impressive for
that
little dog.
That was very impressive because I have not trained her to do that.
Right.
You know, that was not something that I
So the whole time she's been charging that fence, she's not actually trying to get at
them. She's not trying to get at them. She's trying to hurt them.
Huh.
She's trying to hurt them. And I was like, okay.
And for the people that are listening, that's H-E-R-D, not H-U-R-T.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, I'm just going to, for the first time, just put her in there, see what she does.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, I can handle the dog if she just decides to go crazy. But right. She didn't. She actually did really well. And I thought, good dog.
How about that? Good. That makes me feel better about her because I've seen her get kind of aggressive toward them through the fence.
She tries. But them goats, they don't care about that dog. If she's on the other side of the fence, they don't care.
Lower those horns.
They don't care. Them are some stout motherfuckers. They don't care.
That reminds me of Oreo.
Yeah.
That was an ornery bastard.
He was an ornery goat.
He didn't live long, did he?
He was, I'm saying they're all part of the same litter.
But he was younger than both of them, right?
He was just the runt. He was the runt, but we had left him with his nuts intact for the longest.
Yeah. That was a mistake.
He had more testosterone and more, you know.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Barbarian in him.
Well, yeah, but
We don't.
What's the terminology that you use for a billy goat? He was more of a billy than them two.
Well, the thing is, I banded them when they were just a little bit.
Yeah. And yeah, so, I remember finding their nut sacks on the side of the hill.
Whenever I was, whenever I was way younger, they were already way bigger than he was. He was right. Real small.
Yeah, he never did get as big as they did, even though I left him intact.
Yeah.
You know.
Hell, he was the one we used to bring in the house with a little sweater on him and let him jump around the house.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep, that's him.
Okay. Had a lot of stuff going on in this holler.
Oh, yeah. A
lot of stuff. Hey, by the way, first thing this morning, 6:45 in the morning, I'm laying there in the bed, clunked out, just...
Life of an HVAC man on Friday.
When it's raining.
Rosie's getting ready for school. Lauren's up, getting ready for work, getting ready to take her to school. I hear the front door open, out of my daze. A few minutes later... Bella. Up out of the bed I come and grab my pistol with a light on it.
Right.
Walk into the front door in my boxers, you know. Get to the front door. What's going on, motherfucker? There's something out there in the yard. Barefoot, wet grass, walking out the yard, shine my light. Well, motherfucker, if that fox hasn't returned... Twice as big as the last time I seen him. That sucker.
Is he trying to get y'all's chickens?
No, it was a fox.
Okay. Are they trying to get y'all's?
Like a fox. It was pitch black, and my light could not light up his coat just enough, but he was moving like a fox. And he was out there at the end of the garden, at the little hump. And then his eyes would disappear. And then he would pop up somewhere else. I was like, that's a fox. So I walked all the way out there to the garden with my light, just watching him, watching his eyes. Sure enough, that fox, his chest, just big, puffy, he's a gorgeous, and you know, foxes are, of course, they're gorgeous, but.
He'll clean out your livestock.
I do believe he got a hen. I do believe that.
Is there one missing?
He got a barred rock. I found barred rock feathers in the yard today while I was mowing. I don't know if y'all had any barred rocks left.
We had one.
But I did find checkered feathers in the yard today. Right here by this oak tree in the front yard and up there on the hillside. So he's on the attack.
Yeah, he'll clean out lives.
I got my .22 loaded with my quiet rounds. The quiet .22s that Garrett so graciously provided me with. So
You're welcome.
I'm watching, I'm waiting, but we do have a fox here in the holler.
You're going to wake up early as hell in the morning and wait on them? Because they'll probably attack again at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to have to be about, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to have to go out there and wait. I've got a night vision pair of binoculars, too. They take pictures, but you can just sit there and stare at them with the night vision on and actually use them as night vision goggles. So I think I'm just going to sit out there in the rocking chair.
my hillbilly brain always goes back to that animated movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes.
Where those old men were trying to do everything they could to stop those foxes.
Love that freaking movie.
Yeah.
I still love that movie.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. They were supposed to come out with a second one. They never did.
I don't think George Clooney, the voice actor for
Meyer.
For Mr.
Yes.
Fox.
Yes.
Is that the one where it's like, there's a bluebird on my shoulder? With the big old black dude, a dull Disney movie?
No.
Where? What are you?
Yeah, where is your brain?
My grandpa has this old movie they don't make no more. It's on VHS. Because the dude was like a slave or something in it. And he has like all the Disney animated animals on him and stuff.
No.
Nowhere.
You know how an oak tree grows? You know, it goes like in a straight line and it just goes, that's where your mind just went. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That reminded me of like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Pull up a picture of Fantastic Mr. Fox or something and show it.
It was when y'all were.
I think I have.
Maybe. I don't know, 12.
It's like one of those like weird kind of claymation-esque, like it looks like it should be claymation.
Stop
motion.
Is he wearing a suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the cover for it.
Yeah. He's wearing a suit.
Yeah. That's one of those movies where it's just like, you can watch that 100 times and I'll get tired of it.
it puts, in my opinion, a negative light on the people that are trying to stop foxes. You know? Foxes look like villains.
So what do you got planned for this week?
Well, I am headed off in the woods with the RV. Go up, chill out, throw the kayak in the lake and do a little fishing. So if you wanted just a quick one-sentence rundown of what my plans are, get sugar, number one.
Of course.
Number two, do some fishing. Number three, eat steak.
Hell yeah.
That sounds like
so there you go.
How life should be every day.
That is that is my plan for this week. So
good thing I don't have to be there and fill the RV on.
It's where the... it's where there's no cell service or, you know, no Wi-Fi. I'm literally disconnecting this week, so I'm definitely looking forward to
it. Wish I could join y'all. I have to work.
Well, there's no feeling like being able to disconnect, that's for sure.
Well, for somebody that gets paid to be connected,
I'm ready to disconnect. Dude, just pull up the video because of the train just getting, or the train just blasting that gigantic concrete fucking.
Oh, that bridge pier.
Yeah. You shut that shit down for like fucking 2 weeks, dude. They took them forever to clean that up. That train was just sitting there. I'd just pass it every day and just go, they still ain't even started working on this yet.
That was a CSX train, wasn't it?
Hell, that was probably, what, 2 years ago?
That dude was trying to bring a gigantic cinder block to the, I guess they're building that bridge right there.
Bridge pier.
And he just got stuck right in the middle whenever the train was coming and just...
The bridge pier was so long and the light was red across that little bridge.
And Duke was just trying to
see. He was trying, you know, the railroad tracks is here, the red light's here, and he went across, and that bridge pier was still across the railroad tracks, and he couldn't go because the light was red.
The trailer was, it wasn't even a trailer. He just had the huge concrete block, and then he just had the wheels attached to the back of it. That's how big that piece was that he was hauling.
Yeah, it did not fit on a trailer, no nothing.
Yeah.
It literally
paid far too much attention to government regulation.
Yeah, we talked about government regulations with my work.
Yeah, Gary started talking about how they couldn't cut a tree because there was a civilian Jeep on top of it and they couldn't cut it.
Yeah, we have to cut it a certain distance back because we cannot touch the citizen vehicle. It's private property. We cannot touch it.
I've worked there for almost half a decade down there in Etowah, and they have just now almost completed that bridge. That whole time I've worked down there, that bridge has not been completed. They've been working on it forever.
They're supposed to be done with it summer of 25.
So. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Here we are. Spring of 25.
Have you been there in the last
couple
of weeks? They got the road all kind of funky.
Yeah, where you go sharp curve.
Yeah.
Down through there. Yeah. And I heard you built that pharmacy right there, right? Or was done like all the HVAC in there?
Yep.
They order all kinds of shit, dude.
Do they?
Yeah. And send out all kinds of people's drugs, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. They built it and we put the HVAC controls in it.
Yeah.
Do you do all the projects over there?
Gage? No, I hadn't talked to Gage.
Do you do like all the projects for McKee over there?
If it's HVAC related.
Yeah.
Or plumbing.
What about that Ruth McKee Business School?
The one they're just now building?
Yeah.
No, that's going to be the university.
Do they not own the university, or do they just donate to them?
We donate a lot of money there.
Yeah. Like the McKee Library, I remember. Yeah, that's over there.
Well, that's about as much liberty as I have to talk about it. But yeah, we donate to the university.
I noticed.
Government regulation.
Yeah.
Before too long, I hope I'll be up there.
No, that's like McKee non-disclosure agreement, I guess.
McKee runs the government for that entire area.
Basically.
They own the police department.
So for the record, this is them talking, not me.
I forget. He can't.
You better not get rid of him, dude. I won't deliver y'all's packages anymore.
Consider FedEx off the delivery roster.
I wish they would, dude. I wish they would.
That's like 90% of your work, isn't it? Well, probably not college, but I mean...
That whole college every day, I'm just one route in the whole building, but that whole college, it'll be like 15, the whole college in McKee, it'll be like 15 stops, and it'll be like close to 100 boxes.
Jeez.
What are y'all ordering?
Everything for the whole facility.
Kind of parts.
Parts? Yeah. He probably has David Carroll bringing him his stuff, right? Yeah.
I wish that, you know, my shop was it.
I didn't mean to say his full name.
I wish my shop was it as efficient at ordering stuff as y'all are.
It's a whole, it's a system, it's a program that we use.
Yeah, we can order something and it'll be like, it might be there in September. It might be there in 2027. We don't know. Well, it's just a mess.
Dude, they got tractor trailers going in and out of that place.
Constant. Day in and day out.
Yeah. I wish I could made $1 billion selling cake too. Like her. Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
All you do is just sell cake.
Could you imagine?
That's a genius.
Being at the top of the McKee. Holy moly.
Yeah. I was just hanging out with one of them yesterday. I don't say who it is, but.
I tell you what kills me though, I don't even eat Little Debbie's anymore.
I was eating a pack of Skittles in this meeting. he come walking back here rising. I stand kind of in the back of the room eating my Skittles during this meeting. And I say, hey, you want some Skittles? He said, yeah, I'll give him. I said, too late, bitch.
What? Just a billionaire. I'm just kidding, man. Standing next to a billionaire. Ah, fuck you. I couldn't imagine. Oh.
That is one good thing about that job. I guess you'd never have to work on Saturday. You go to all the college football games you want to.
In 20 years, I've never worked on Saturday.
That's awesome.
I mean, I've gotten called in, but get up there.
That's for like a shut, like a disaster, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There was one night.
I worked a few Saturdays, but not
many. I just work every fucking day.
Yeah. Yeah. There was getting the shaft right now.
Because we had so many people quit, and it like. I don't even know if I told you about that one dude that quit. I'll just retell the story again. So this dude, Mark, my route's the shittiest route because everybody hates running the McKee area because it's a ton of boxes. And then once you get done with the college, you know, down there, that's like the shitty area. To right. Run in a big ass truck like that because it's all like farmland and it's hard to get turned around, all that stuff, and then all through all Ringo Road and the rest over. But he came in anyway. He was running my route because I was off. He told Robbie, he was like, I told you I don't want to run his route whenever he's off, all this stuff. I told you this for like 2 weeks. He said, this route sucks. I'm going to be out here till like 6-7 o'clock because he hates it. Robbie's like, oh, so you want to make business decisions now? All I need you to do is run this route like one day a week. And he just goes, well, how's this for a business decision, Robbie? Fuck you, I quit. Grabs his bag, walks out of the terminal, dude, gone, never to be seen again.
Wow.
Yeah. And then text him later and says, I want my last GD paycheck. And by the way, fuck you. As the last text to Robbie. So that's how that dude quit.
Going out with a bang, huh?
Yeah, he has tattoos on his face, former crackhead, so it ain't no surprise.
Ah, well, that's a detail you missed on the list.
Yeah. Former crackhead, could be back on it, who knows. Has like 8 baby mamas. And I figured out the reason why he quit, because he wasn't paying
me. You mean to tell me this man is procreated?
8 times with 8 different baby mamas, yeah. But he wasn't paying, wow. He wasn't paying his child support, and this is what I think pissed him off. Robbie told him that Five Guys, our company, got a court order that says we're going to have to start garnishing his paycheck every week because he wasn't. No. And I think Robbie told him that this morning, or the morning that he quit. And he was like, they ain't getting none of my... Here's the extra part of the story. Was he said, I don't want them to have none of my money. So next thing you know, he's gone. So.
Wow.
It was only $50 that he had to pay every week.
$50?
And he quit.
Man, that's like... chunk change compared to the way the modern world takes alimony.
Yeah.
Gah. Normally they milk you for everything you got.
Well, him being a former crackhead, I'm sure they probably can't hardly get him to show up to court or do anything like that. Yeah. So. Nice. And Michelle's coming back to work part-time because she said she can't handle it or, like, stand it at McKee because she's always been at, well, not in that way. Like, she likes working there, but she's always been a delivery person, like, her whole life. She's used to being out and about, not inside a huge facility and stuff. So she's still going to stay at McKee because she needs insurance, but she's going to work part-time with us, I guess, because her son broke his leg and they need extra money. And he's out of work and he's having to pay all his bills, so she's trying to work extra to help him with all his stuff, so.
Oh, well, she sounds upstanding.
Yeah, she is. She's a sweet angel. 51 and still trying to work that hard. Pretty cool stuff.
I got a guy at my work that's 60 and he's still working.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks all the way back to Estill.
My dad does it. Shit, he's 65 and he still runs a route sometimes.
Yeah. Some of them just don't know how to quit. Something about y'all's generation, I just don't understand it. Y'all don't know how to quit.
Robbie's dad, he's like 72, but he's a former Marine. He's got that Marine mentality. He still shows up. He don't run much. Like, he'll take the bulk. Like, he'll take McKee for me if they got like 60 or 70 boxes. He's like 70-something. He'll still take a truck out and take like the bulk. He shows up there every day, checks everybody's oil, all that shit. Like, 72 years old, wears his Marine hat in there with a FedEx shirt on. All that shit, checking everybody's shit. He won't quit.
It just blows me away. Like, where does that determination come from? Where does that undying commitment to...
I think he just gets bored. A lot of people survive. Just get bored. It's a
different world when we come up.
Well, I mean...
But have you heard about that, too? If you stop working, you, like, die.
A lot of people that don't want to retire think that way, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hell, that's it. Literally... Just zip my zipper back up here. That's literally what happened to Estill. Worked his entire life. And then 6 months after he quit working, he died.
So I think there's an element of...
You need a purpose? Anything?
Being useful.
Yeah.
You know, you want to feel like you're needed. You're useful.
And your body's probably been used to doing something.
Sure. It's just like an old mare, an old plow horse. You know,
I mean, like,
you work her behind a plow for 25 years, and then when you decide it's time to just put her out in the pasture and let her enjoy the rest of her life, well,
you go there the next day and she's gone.
Yeah, because she doesn't feel like she's useful.
My biggest conflict with that is, like, you spend your entire life feeling useful for someone else rather than yourself.
Based on what's happening, though?
I mean,
right, it depends on your perspective.
We ain't never going to be able to retire anyway.
Huh?
I don't think we're ever going to be able to retire anyway.
Our generation? No. Of course not.
Yeah.
No, we have to work till death. The economy's in shambles. That's just what it is.
It's coming back, boys. It's coming back.
Allegedly.
It's always been here for me, dude. I live in my parents' basement, dude.
Just like we were talking about a little bit ago, like, I have been blessed with the ability to have a family, raise a family, have a job, keep the lights on, keep the heat on, keep the internet on. That automatically, without a doubt, makes me wealthy. That makes me, you know, I'm providing for my family. I'm doing all this stuff. So I can no longer ask, like I said, I can no longer ask God to make me wealthy. Because I have to acknowledge the fact that I have a family and the lights are on and everything's there and everything's good and everything's taken care of. The only thing that I can ask from this point forward is freedom. I need to find something that's like I said, my hobbies, the things that I enjoy, the things that, you know, and I was telling them a little bit ago, like, this podcast is huge. I'm enjoying doing this. I'm enjoying being able to come down here, talk shit, have a genuine conversation, make it public, have the opportunity to make money off of that, to provide me a starting point to get into my hobbies. Because, I mean, quite frankly, I'm interested in woodworking. I would love to be able to redo, you know, old shelves and china cabinets and stuff like that for people and make money doing that. And so I can't ask God to make me wealthy anymore because He's already gave me a stepping stone. You have a decent career that's paying your bills, that's making things, you know, active. Your lights are on, your heat's on, your bills are paid, your truck's running, everything's good, okay? That makes you wealthy compared to 99% of the world. Because if you make more than $34,000 a year in the United States, that makes you 1% of the income earners in the world. in the world, if you make more than $34,000, you're in the top 1% of the world. Not the United States. Not the United States, the world.
We're trying to get to that 1% in the United States, though, through this.
And that's a huge thing for me, because it's like, I have no interest in being some big, massive billionaire and running these giant corporate. I just want freedom. I want the freedom. I want the monetary freedom to allow me to do the things that I enjoy. So if this is a stepping stone, then this is a stepping stone. So it's just like, when it comes to going back to our previous conversation, I can't grasp the fact of working for somebody that I don't want to work for my entire life. I don't want to do that.
Right. And see, that's where I feel blessed, because I do actually work for a company whose beliefs align very similar to mine.
Yeah.
And they're great people. They really are good people. And they do everything they can for the employees that work there. You know, from a business perspective.
Shout out McKee Foods.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a... I really don't mind working for them.
I just work for my dad.
What's that?
I just work for my dad, so right. I'm good right now.
And that's fine. That's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We all carve out our own little niche, and that's the way that we do things, you know.
Yeah.
Sooner or later you'll end up working with or for somebody that you really do appreciate.
Yeah.
And it adds a whole lot to the way that you come home. Right. A lot of times you try to shed what's going on that day before you ever get home.
That's been a massive struggle.
Sometimes you can't. But working at a place like where I'm at, I'm not trying to shed the company off of me. I'm trying to maybe just let my mind rest, because it's been humming all day long, right? So there's happiness in working for somebody or with somebody that you feel like believes the same way you do, and is really, it's obvious that they care, you know. Yeah. That makes a huge difference.
When Jesse was talking about this, if we can get this to blow up, we'd basically just be working for ourselves at that point.
Well, and like, that ties into the same point where it's like, look, freedom. I ultimately, and maybe it's just a selfish aspect of, you know, just me and who I am, I have a hard time coming to terms with the fact that if I'm working for somebody, ultimately I've never had an experience where I work for somebody that I respect. I've never had that experience. I'm working for people that I don't like. They kind of don't like me. And
you see, your bosses are beefing with each other. Like, there's two sides to the...
They're like an old married couple. They don't communicate. They don't talk to one another. So it's like, I've had this negative experience this entire time in my life in the workforce. So it's like, I've come to the decision where it's like, look, the only way that I'm going to be able to pursue the life that I want is to fend ultimately for myself. Just to cut out everybody. Like, this is not... I'm not interested in working for you. I have no respect for the people of the world these days, because y'all are just running a business. You don't care anything about the lives of your employees, the emotions of your employees, the aspirations of your... You don't care. So it's just like, if that's the work world, I'm not interested in that.
Right.
I'm interested in the freedom of my family, the ability to be prosperous with my family, provide for us in a way that I can be interested in it. And of course, that's like the motto of every entrepreneur out there. But it's like, at the same time, I'm not trying to be an entrepreneur. I'm not trying to make millions of dollars every month. Like, I just want enough to provide freedom, prosperity, and health for my family without having to rely on somebody or rely on a company or rely... It's just like, I don't like it. My interest is to be home in my own headspace and talk to God every day. That's my interest. The rest of it is just noise. The rest of it is just noise. I'm not interested in it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't care. Leave it alone. But it's so fucking hard.
Yeah.
To get out of that. To move past that. To get out of that and actually do what you
want to do. Okay, so now we've gone full circle, right? And you're seeing why I'm disappearing into the woods.
Yeah.
I'm completely disconnecting from the noise.
Yeah.
Right?
But ultimately, it's like, you shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to dedicate a week of your life to get away from the noise.
Well, think about your ancestors, though. That's all they were was out in the
woods. My ancestors worked their asses off.
But I'm saying all that's of their all they life. Were was like out in the woods, disconnected from everybody. And it was just you and your tribe trying to survive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it was.
They weren't working for anybody. They weren't taking orders from anybody. They were fending for themselves.
Making sure orders from their guts because they were
from
hungry.
Their guts because they're, you know, hungry, of course, yes. But
Garrett, we're going to have to eat you.
But it just, you know, it's like, you shouldn't have to dedicate a week and burn PTO to just get free. We shouldn't live in a world where you have to take a break. You should create a world for yourself that it every day is a break. Every day is freedom.
Disagree with you.
You don't disagree, but in the modern world, it's hard to like.
We don't have a choice.
There's no choice, right. And that's my conflict. That's my problem. That's my anger. Is I feel like it's been formulated and created to not give us a choice. You don't have a choice. Yeah. Fuck you.
We got you.
You got you by the nutsack, and I don't like that.
Alex Jones. Says,
I do not.
Is they're turning the frogs gay?
No, it's the slave planet.
The slave planet. There you go.
Yeah.
They want everybody working and doing their, you know, and just constant, monotonous robots. And I don't like that.
I like working though every day.
I don't. I have no interest in it.
I do.
I have no interest in it. I don't. What I do, like I just said, I spent all week on my hands and knees running a daisy chain cable system for this underfloor HVAC. I don't care. It doesn't interest me. It's monotonous to me. It's dull to me. It doesn't interest. I know how it works. I know. Yeah, sure. I'll do it. I'll sit here and sweat and curse and listen to my heavy metal and do it. And I don't care. It doesn't interest me. It's just dull to me. But the thing that interests me is being able to come home and sit on my back porch and stare at the sun as it sets and talk to God. That's what interests me. Listen to the birds, listen to the frogs, listen to that peace. And I'm striving every single day. How can I create a world for myself to where every day is like this? To where every moment is where I get to sit here and just think. But that's impossible. You can't do that.
So, as far as making an income, what do you think you would enjoy or like to do?
If I was going to do anything, it would be something like this. Sit here and talk about our emotions and our feelings and our thoughts.
Me and Jesse just talked about that. Because me and him both had the day off that day that we done the cast. What was it? Is it last
week? That was last Friday.
Last Friday. Because I had the day off, he had the day off. He went out with Rosie and they went road bikes and all that shit. I woke up, ate breakfast, worked out. It was a great day. It was sunny outside. We came here, we done the cast, and I was like, damn. Wouldn't every day be awesome if this was just...
That was it.
8:30 in the morning, I'm riding my bike with my little girl. The sun is just cresting over the ridge. It's foggy a little bit. It's
cool. Perfect day.
It was perfect. And it was just like, man, I wish every day could be like this. Of course, that's unreasonable. You know, it was just like every day can't be exactly the same. But it's still like, I want to have the same mental headspace every day. And on a Monday morning... It takes all of my positive mental headspace and just fucking shits it out. Because I gotta go do something that I don't really enjoy. I don't enjoy what I do. I just do it because it's easy to do and it's just, it pays the bills. It pays the bills. Where's the satisfaction? Where's the gratefulness in that? It's just not there.
True.
This right here, I enjoy because I get to sit here and have a conversation with people that I care about. I get to talk and express the way that I feel about these things. And this also has the opportunity to make a little bit of money.
A shitload, actually.
And then if that can be the stepping stone, like I said, I can start pursuing other hobbies and doing things that I enjoy and build the moments that I'm looking forward to, which is just sitting on the back porch listening to the frogs and listening to the birds.
You're lucky to just wait until you've lost the idea of...
I'm not lucky.
There's no such thing. I was just about to make a joke
about... I was handed my life by that one right there.
I don't even know. I was about to make a joke about... You're lucky talking about Mondays because I don't even know. I've lost the whole idea of a Monday.
Well, you've been working on
every fucking
your
day.
Schedule is just like shit.
It's retarded.
But yeah, it just ultimately, I don't know. It's just, I'll tell you what's really screwed me up is gaining consciousness.
Yeah. I put down the PS5 about 6 months ago, and that shit changed everything. Like, I haven't played video games in a long fucking time.
I have barely touched my PlayStation.
Crazy how much time you got in.
Yeah. And then there's all so of a sudden much this time started. Today. Well, this really started. Me and Jesse have been talking about starting this for...
It's been a long
time. Over a year. And it started after my ex-girlfriend broke up with me, which was basically a huge kick in the nuts to me, where I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and start doing this shit. And then next thing you know, it started off... You should have seen how shitty the first cast was.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, hell, you listened to the first couple.
I'm not even talking about this, but like even the setup. It was just like some...
Oh, yeah, that shitty little computer desk that we had set up.
And we were sitting here just holding the mics. We didn't have none of it. And then slowly, it's built. And then now it's like, holy shit. It kind of looks fucking...
Semi-professional.
It looks semi-professional.
We're not putting in all the electronic effort that we should be.
Yeah. But I'm like, damn, if you really just put your mind to something, look at what can happen.
Oh, yeah. Keep driving.
Yeah.
Just keep driving. Lower your head and run.
Stay consistent.
Keep your feet moving.
Yeah. And that should blow up. Hopefully.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Dude, right. If Trump can get rid of the income tax.
He just announced.
That would be huge.
He just announced income tax is fixing to come to a halt.
Well, we'll see.
That would be massive.
That would be.
It's unconstitutional anyway. They started it in 1912. That would
just tack on just $200 to every one of my paychecks. That'd be huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
And again, that's probably just another stepping stone in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Unless
I just need a little bit of a break to get me going.
Yeah. We good?
Huh?
We good? You want to end it or not?
That's up to you. You're the one that's got to work tomorrow.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. Good?
Yeah. Go for it.